The following is a morning walk conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Professor Durkheim, recorded June 21, 1974, in Germany.
If we are chanting the name of God, what is your objection to accept the name of God?
What's the objection to?
Objection to accept,
yes,
the name,
yes,
which we are chanting.
I don't know.
Huh? Was not that?
Yes.
What did you say?
God had no name.
God had no name, then Jesus Christ.
His point was actually that God, if God had no name, otherwise he would be a person. But I think you missed that point. At one point,
I stressed. That if God has no name, then why Christ said that hallowed be thy name?
Well, he explained from his theologian's point of view, when Moses was asking God, who is thy name? God didn't give a name, but said only, I am who I am. And then he explained, if in the prayer one says, lest thy be thy name. So use this in order to avoid a direct name. So just only say the name. But I don't understand the whole thing because the word God already is. What do you want more? And I believe that in the Christian religion, everybody who says God, they think the word God is the name. And nothing more needed.
No. That is not very good sense. That President of America. If you say President is sufficient, then why Mr. Nixon?
Yes.
They are all fools.
Yes.
Now they say Mr. Nixon. Sometimes they say, and sometimes the President. Rather, they say more Mr. Nixon than the President.
Yes.
Why?
Yes, sure. But I only can
so
say...
So this argument is not very sensible argument.
No, but that's the answer they would give.
Huh?
I don't need a special name.
No.
God is for me the name, the word God.
That name,
name to God.
When Christ says, hallowed be thy name, there is name. The name is Krishna, already there.
Yes, good. Yes, I understand.
Therefore, he did not require to say again.
Yes.
But the name is there. Krishna is there, Vishnu is there, Madhava is there, Govinda is there. There are thousands and thousands of names.
Yes.
So you pick up any one of them and chant it. Why do you say there is no name?
Yes.
Then we are chanting.
Yes.
The name, then what we are?
Well,
we are all rascals and fools.
Yes.
If he says, no, there is no name. Yes. Christ confirms there is name.
Yes.
And we are chanting the name. How you can say there is no name?
Yes. Right. Well, I understand exactly what you mean. Very well.
There is name, it is confirmed. Hallowed be thy name. Now we are chanting the name.
Exactly.
Yeah, what is your objection to chant this name?
I have no objection.
No, you, I don't need to say anyone.
It is quite right.
Hare Krishna. And hallowed be thy name, those who are chanting the name of God, Krishna. They see the result, so that they are improving or not, than those who have no name. Come to the practical field. These boys and girls, before my coming in the Western country, they were all so many, I do not wish to. Now by simply chanting the name, how much improvement they have done? Now why there should be any objection to chant this name? And what is the loss there? Suppose anyone chants Hare Krishna mantra, there is no loss, but the gain is practical.
I see.
Why do they not, these theosophists, do not agree to chant this name? Simple thing.
I think they don't know it. And then...
And that is the fact, they don't know it.
They don't
and still they are theologians.
Oh, yes.
They are philosophers.
Oh, yes.
They do not know anything, still they are teachers. That is the defect of the modern civilization.
You see...
The one is not qualified man, yes, and his teacher. He has become a teacher.
Yes, the theology is very much a collection of hardened, petrified interpretation of original experiences. And just because they are petrified very often, today theology has nothing to say to our generation.
No, I am a many disciples. They are formerly theologians. What is the name? That boy in America?
In Arabia?
No, no. There are the boy. You are theologian.
Theologian. And
Prajapati. Prajapati. Do you remember? You are theologian. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Our only request is that Bible confirms that is name. Now, even though they do not know the name, here is the name, Krishna. So, why people will not take this name to chant? And if by chanting the name, there is practical benefit, why they should object? Why they should be so sectarian? Theologian at least must not be sectarian. So let the whole world chant Hare Krishna mantra. So there is no loss. If there is any gain, why not take it? And because you are writing book, that's why I am requesting you to write this. Some of the Christians, they say there is no name. But Christ says, there is name. And here is the name. They are chanting and they are getting profit. You don't want anything. You don't want any price. That I research the name.
They chant the name
Krishna,
in
Hare
Orthodox
Krishna
Church, and also very often they chant the name of Jesus. Again and again, the whole day, they say the word Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
but
Jesus have pity of us, Jesus, Jesus have
pity. But Jesus said,
Jesus,
God hallowed be thy name.
Yes.
Divinesa said that you chant my name.
Yes.
No gentleman says like that. He said, hallowed be God, hallowed be thy name. Why they are sectarian? If there is name already, why do not they do not chant it? And what is the heart?
There are many places. He says, one point he says, I've kept them in your name. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain. And so many references to the name.
Yes.
The Jews have the Jehovah. Jehovah.
Mm.
Name. Jehovah. But they don't chant it.
No? They're not following.
Jehovah.
Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam is presented in such a nice way. But go on reading, there are 18,000 verses. And in each verse you'll find new knowledge about God. Srimad Bhagavatam. And if you study one verse, it will take at least 1 month.
Yes, I suppose so.
Yes. So 18,000 months you have to live.
Very good.
How many? Yes, 18,000 months?
1,000.
Hmm?
About 1,300. About 1,000 months
divided by 12. 12,000 months would be 1,000 years.
Huh?
12,000 months would be 1,000 years.
Oh, yes. So.
1,500
years.
12,000 months would be 1,000 years.
Yes.
And what is theology and think about God? It is already 1,500 months substance to read. What they will discover?
Yes.
Teeny discovery. We have already stuck for 1,500 years understanding. So what do we have to understand from them?
Yes.
A gentleman simply reads this Srimad Bhagavatam quietly at home. Yeah. He will be fully conversant to the...
He will be?
Fully conversant.
Conversant.
Fully aware of what is God. Just like a scholar, he is not limited in one university or in one book. He read various books to understand the subject matter of research. Similarly, those who are actually serious about understanding God, they should not stick only to a particular scripture.
Yes.
They should read all others where the information of God is there. Just like we sometimes quote from Bible.
Yes.
But the Christians, they cannot quote from Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavad. They cannot do that. But they do not read. Even they do not read fully their Bible.
Yes. No, they don't.
Huh? You see? And still, they want to be masters of understanding God. I have seen many scholars in Western countries. They are well known as Sanskrit scholars.
Yes.
They cannot quote any verse.
I see. Well, it's a pity. Sanskrit scholar.
Yes. But I understand in Germany there are many Sanskrit scholars.
Yes, it seems so.
In Germany there are many learned Sanskrit scholars. But till now I have not met anyone of that.
Well, to be a scholar, in the usual sense of the word, and to really go into the meaning, there are two different things. There are sometimes people who seem to be a scholar, they have an intellectual knowledge, but no insight. And that's also the case with the theologian and the Bible. They know the Bible sometimes
not by heart,
but they don't enter into the meaning. They interpret it just along their small brains.
Right.
Because they haven't got the experience.
You want to go this way around, Prabhupada, or just walk straight over?
No. Car is there?
The car is there, following us.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. Artificially, they live in the city.
Yes, there are now millions and millions of children who never have seen a cow, never have seen a horse.
Yes.
They go, they must go to the zoo to see an animal. Yes, it's true. And I had just now in my center the visit of six Americans from Chicago who have there a psychological center, and they wanted to know what we do. And they told me they have a special little area where children are capable to see one cow or one horse, just to know what it is. Because they never see it. I've never seen an animal.
Most unnatural. City life, most unnatural.
Oh, there are many children, they never have seen a tree. Keeping only very few hours.
Not very few hours. Say 4 or 5 hours.
Four or five hours, yes. Altogether, yes.
Maximum 5, minimum 4.
All the night or do you have the day sometimes?
No, at night I get up at 1, at 1:30, sometimes 12:30.
Yes, I see.
But I take a little rest, 1 or 2 hours in the daytime.
Yes.
So 2 hours at night, 2 hours at day, or 3 hours at night, 2 hours in this way, altogether 5 hours, not more than. Our predecessor gurus, Goswami, they were taking rest, not more than 2 hours or 2.5 hours. So we should come to that standard.
Yes.
Nidra, Ahara, Vihara, Kadi, Vijito. About them, this description is, they reduced.
Yes.
They are sleeping, Nidra. Nidra means sleeping. And Ahar. Ahar means eating and collection. Collection is also Ahar. So they are mendicant. They have no collection. And they have no preaching mission. They're simply writing books. Nana Shastra Vichara Nahikuni Puno. Very expert to study, defend the scripture, just to get the essence of scripture and give to the people. Lokanam Hitukarin. So their life was engaged for the benefit of the whole human society. What these people are talking philanthropy and humanity. They dedicate their life for the others like we are doing. It is not for any sect or any person. For the whole human society. So that should be the mission. Lokanam hitakarino. Tiruvaremanno. Therefore their literature is honored all over the world. All over the universe. It's like our books we are selling all over the world. All universities, all schools, all colleges, all gentlemen. It is not sectarian. The लोकानां हितकारिणो सुभुवने मन्नो शरण्या करो. दिस वॉज द हार्ड लेबर एंड राधा कृष्ण भजनानंदे नमस्ताजिको एंड दे आर वेरी मच प्लीज इन वर्शिपिंग राधा कृष्ण ड्यू टू ऑल द गोस्वामीज एस्टैब्लिश राधा कृष्ण टेम्पल. In Vrindavan, each and every Goswami established one temple in the beginning. Then others followed. Rupa Goswami established Govindaji's temple. And Jiva Goswami established Radha Damodar temple.
The Radha Krishna Center in Geneva, for instance, had there any connection with you, the Swami Nitya Bodhananda?
No.
No. No connection.
They are all impersonal.
I see.
Yeah. The whole world is impersonal. For us, we are only the personal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
You know that the Christian theologian, they think the main difference between them and Eastern religions altogether is that the Christians are personalists and Eastern tradition is not personalists.
This is the whole misconception.
Misconception, yes.
Yes,
sure.
The majority of Indian population, they're personalists.
Yes.
Majority. Either they worship God or demigod, but they are personal. Recently, the Mayavadi philosophers, they have poisoned the impersonality, calamity. God is personal. It is, in the Veda, it is a nitya, nitya ram, chetana, chetana nam. There are millions of persons. We are all persons. And God is the chief person. Just like in modern democracy, there is no monarch.
Yes.
But ultimately they have to select one president.
Yes.
Without person there cannot be government. Why they do not remain without a president? Let it be government. Everything is government. Impersonal.
Yes.
Why they select a president?
Takes me, yes.
Huh?
Sure.
Yeah. So if for a small government, 3 bighas of land, you require a personal governor. And such a huge government, millions and millions of universes, how the governor, the supreme person, executive, shall not be a person? What is the reason? Actually, at the present moment, people have given up to understand the science of God. That is the defect.
Yes.
They are thinking everything here is, as what time, everything here. Come on. Here is the bottle, here is the peg. Come on. Everything. That is the difference. And we are preaching everything is not there.
Yes.
Everything is lost there. We are preaching. No intoxication. And the material world is preaching, everything is there. This is the difference. we are preaching everything is here is Krishna and God. We have there's a tendency here, you see, they want to ask a deity. Even on the street side, there is such thing. The tendency is to ask a deity, person. I've seen in Rome, in many small lands, there are
Yes.
Personal was. So the village men, they are all sleeping, no?
Most of them are sleeping, yes.
They are in the... Sleeping is in the...
This is a very ugly village here. This is a very ugly village.
Why is it very clean?
Yes, nothing but stone, no gardens, no flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Usually it's different.
In other words, you mean to say that the village for the stone-hearted.
The pillars?
Village for the stone-hearted.
Yes, the village is for the stone-hearted, right?